not many people enjoy working in the dark, wearing a mask while getting cold, and depending on others for their life support. But Eric Gardner does. In fact, he loves it.
Yeah, I'm a man of the river is what I say. I'm in the river industry. The company I started out with had some older gentlemen that ran that company and took a liking to me and taught me a lot of the trades that I still use to this day.
Gardner is a commercial diver. Mostly he works on the Kanawha and Ohio rivers, maintaining barges, pipelines, and spillways. The biggest challenge he faces is the lack of being able to see underwater.
Visibility and limited air. That's what I always try to explain. And most of everything you're doing is by feel.
Gardner grew up in Bell and East Bank, along the Kanawha River. His father died when he was 4, and his mother raised him and 3 siblings. He says he got his work ethic from her.
She said, you know, as you get older, you'll realize that everything you work for, you got to do it for you. And get out here and hustle, and it will come to you if you work for it.
Being a commercial diver can be difficult work, but Gardner thrives on it. Summer or winter, he is underwater for 2 to 4 hours at a stretch. His support team above water maintains an air compressor that sends him air through a hose. One common task he performs is clearing towboat propellers, also known as props.
When they get debris into the props or have underneath damage or problems, they'll call me out. A lot of times it's trees, cables, ropes, wound up into props.
If Gardner can't fix the towboats, they have to travel to a dry dock up to 60 miles away and may be out of service for days. While we are talking, Gardner gets a call from a towboat captain that needs his help. He dives almost immediately into the river in his diving gear, armed with a hacksaw. Searching with his hands, he clears 2 large balls of old boat lines and debris in just a few minutes. He says one of the greatest challenges to working underwater is leverage. When you pull against something, your body moves the other way.
So you got to try to wrap your legs around what you're working on or stabilize yourself against the river bottom.
Spending so much time on and in the river, Gardner is troubled by the amount of trash he sees.
Most people think, what's one little bottle that I'm throwing in the waterway? When 3 million people think that, that's 3 million bottles.
The lock and dam systems make it possible for barge traffic to flow on the river, but the trash fouls the locks.
You'll have an island full of trash, different debris, tires, refrigerators, anything plastic just floats.
Eventually, most of the trash makes it to the Mississippi and the Gulf of Mexico.
You know, it'd be nice if we could come up with a plan and try to work with the Army Corps of Engineers to where we may be able to stop this from happening.
Commercial diving is often considered a young man's game. Most of the divers Eric's age have retired or now work on the surface of the water to supervise. But at 54 years old, Gardner says he isn't quite ready to quit yet.
I try to stay in somewhat, you know, a good shape and do most of the work myself. I enjoy it. It's part of my life. It's a big part of my life. I'd like to stay into it 6 more years till I hit 60. I got the good Lord above me. It watches over me on every dive.
Just like the old rivermen did with him when he was just starting out, Gardner likes to pass on the wisdom he's gained over the years.
Like I tell young people in this industry now, the young generation, that you got to want to learn, not just for a paycheck. You want to be involved in your work. Learn your trade.
In a few years, when he does retire, he plans to head for a place he considers his second home, Key West, Florida. There, he can dive without working so hard. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Douglas in East Bank, West Virginia.